Good morning, everybody. You know, God, we were just praying for this time together, and we were saying, God, we want a fresh touch of your spirit this morning. We want to experience your presence in a powerful way this morning. Not just this morning, but in our lives, you know. And if your container was this big, how much water would you collect? As big as the container. Do you agree? If your container was this big, you'll get more. And the container is like our desire. To the measure we desire, we receive, because God is a gracious giver. But He can't give us more than we want. Okay? He says, ask and it will be given to you. Yes? And so, what is the capacity, or what is the measure of our desire this morning? Don't give me right answers. Don't answer, actually. It's just a moment for reflection and for you to think about it, just between you and God, and say, God, actually, I haven't even thought about it. Or I have been distracted with many things, and my desire has been for other things, and I've forgotten that I need to pursue you and your presence above all else. Seek first the kingdom of God. It says, you shall love the Lord. Hear, O Israel. We are the new Israel. The Lord your God is one. And you shall love the Lord your God. Every Jew knew this. Okay? We should know it. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, strength. I think the fact that people make a lot about what is heart, what is mind, what is soul, what is strength. I think in simple words it's saying, love the Lord your God with everything that you have. Correct? Just love Him completely. The Message would probably translate it like that. Love Him full on. And I think we need that kind of reminder, because we forget. For some of us are getting to know Jesus, or our salvation experience has been decades back, right? Way, way back. And we forget the impact that day made on our lives. And we forget the impact the grace of God continues to make in our lives. Isn't that true? You know, we take things for granted, or we slip into a new set of rules and regulations, and we bring in our own fundas. Oh, don't do this, don't do that, eat this, don't eat that, go here, don't go there, watch this, don't watch that. That's not what Jesus is all about. Jesus is about Himself, getting to know Him. He is the lover of our souls. I don't normally start with such a long introduction, but sometimes it's just good to stop in our tracks. Otherwise, you know what? We could come and sing six songs like we do every Sunday and go back unchanged. And we don't want that. We're saying, God, we want your presence in our lives. I'm just going to read from a familiar passage, Ephesians, but just to remind ourselves of why we are here today, how we are here today, and what it means. As for you, you were dead in your trespasses, Ephesians chapter 2, and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of power of the air. Imagine, we were following Satan in different ways. The spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh. Do you remember that? The things that we judge other people for, we once did. So let's chill out on the judgment, okay? We did it. It's talking about Who is this talking about? All of us. We were once like this. Goodness. Okay? Carrying out the desires of our body and the mind, and we were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind. We hated God in our own ways. But God, being rich, what does it say? But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which He has loved us. Andrew, this is speaking. Even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved and raised us up with Him. Andrew, can you please? And seated with Him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages He might show the immeasurable riches of His grace in kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. Let this hit us between our eyes. Yeah? It's mercy and grace that we are here today. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not of your own doing. It is a gift, a free gift of God, not by works, so that no man may boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works way beforehand. It says, before the foundations of the world, God prepared good works for you and me to do. This is an amazing passage of scripture that should never be read lightly. It reminds us of what we were, reminds us of what God has done, reminds us of who we are in Christ, and reminds us of why we have been saved. He's a good God. Let's stand and worship. Jesus, we want to thank you for amazing grace given to us freely. Grace, amazing grace, divine. Truly, it demands our life, our soul, our everything. And we never want to forget, and we never want to lose the wonder of our salvation, Jesus. Thank you.
your grace.
While we were singing, I just got this verse. We were once lost, but now we were found. We are found by God. We were once blind, but now we see. Dear friends, we all sin on a daily basis, but if you really feel guilty about your sin, how big or how small it is, this verse is for you, and be encouraged. Luke 15:20, it says, "So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him." Dear friends, if you're feeling guilty about the sin that you have committed, this is the time. Just come to the Father. Confess your sin. The Father is just waiting for you with compassion. He loves us. And he wants to hug you. Amen.
Thank you, Sunit. That was exactly what I felt God impress upon my heart. That there are probably a few people here who are saying, don't realize that there is grace for today. Grace just didn't happen on the cross 2,000 years ago, or 5 years, or 7 years, or 20 years ago, when you received Jesus. His grace is an ongoing thing in our life. There's not a day we can live without His grace. Not a day, not a moment. Yeah? We need His grace. And if you felt that, hey, I'm struggling on my own, you don't need to struggle on your own. His grace is measureless. His grace is strong. His grace is available for you today. It says His power is made perfect in our weakness. That when we are weak, then we are strong because of His grace in our lives. And maybe that's you this morning, and you need a fresh touch. You need a fresh reminder that there is nothing impossible with God. He can do it. But we need His presence, don't we? We just need to soak. And today, say, tell God, as we started this morning, God, my desire for You has been small, but would You increase my capacity this morning for more of You? More of You, Jesus. More of You, God. You are calling me again. I hear Your voice upon the wind. In the quiet and the still, heaven, glory written in the sky, in the turning of the seas, echo grace. Oh, here and now, your kingdom come. Our God eternal, now and forevermore. Spirit, come. Come fill this place. Glory to glory. Your kingdom come, our God is. and confess you are Lord in this place. We bow down and joy.